I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 8. Coming up, floodwaters subsiding in southern parishes. Visitor arrivals increase by 6.6% for first 3 months of 2018, and persons of interest in Westmorland in police custody. The news in detail after the break.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. Exploration company Tullow Oil is now conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. The survey will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. The National Works Agency, NWA, is reporting that floodwaters are subsiding in sections of southern parishes. Roadways in parts of Manchester, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon and Westmorland were flooded after heavy rains which began over the weekend.
Those areas are no longer inundated because over time, the water would have receded due to the break in the weather. Now, as it continues to clear up, naturally would have expected that the flooding or areas impacted by flooding, that would have been alleviated.
Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson. As the NWA continues to clear more roads, motorists are being advised to proceed with caution and to obey posted warning signs. In the meantime, the National Works Agency has closed a section of the John Golding Road in St. Andrew to vehicular traffic following the collapse of a pipe culvert. The NWA is moving to secure the breakaway, which spans both lanes in the vicinity of the Hope Valley Experimental Primary and Infant School. Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the plastic pipe culvert appears to have been previously burnt out from beneath the roadway.
A number of very critical institutions and schools are located in that area of Mona along John Golding Road. And so the reinstatement of the roadway as well as the replacement of the culvert with something that is fire resistant in the form of concrete pipe is a priority at this time. And we're moving as swiftly as possible to do emergency works there to reinstate the roadway and restore access.
The John Golding Road is a critical roadway connecting Old Hope Road to Mona Road. During the period of the road closure, motorists will only be able to access the Hope Valley Primary School from the direction of Papine. There's no access to the upper section of John Golding Road from the direction of August Town or Mona Road. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says visitor arrivals increased by 6.6% for the first quarter of 2018. Jamaica recorded 80,000 more visitors for January to March 2018 compared with the same period last year. Minister Bartlett says the island recorded 625,002 stopover visitors for the three-month period, up by 6.8%, and 673,672 cruise visitors, up by 6.5%.
In the first 3 months of this year, we brought in 1.298674 million visitors into the country at a rate of 6.6% increase. And Mr. Speaker, we earned in the process $825.3 million, representing an 8.5% increase in the first quarter of the year.
Minister Bartlett was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says Jamaica's tourism sector is poised to exceed its projected growth targets. And the police are reporting that 6 of 10 persons listed as wanted and persons of interest in Westmorland are in custody. The men, who are all from addresses in the parish, were arrested during security operations to curtail gang activities and seize illegal firearms and ammunition.
Criminal gangs and criminal activities are networks. They're groups of people from different areas of the society who've come together to create their criminal networks and carry out their criminal activities. So our responses to them have to be likewise joined up. And to that effect, we have had support from the Jamaica Defence Force.
Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson. The heightened operations are also underway in Hanover and St. James. Members of the public are being reminded that it is an offence to harbour criminals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.